Second Timothy chapter number 4 is where I want to begin reading here tonight. If you love the Lord, shout amen tonight. Well, glory. Didn't lose all of you. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 13. This is going to seem very odd as we start the reading here. This is just the best place that made sense. And I don't have an earth-shattering message here tonight. I just come with a simple a reminder to be encouraged and tell you things that you probably already know, but to stir up your heart by way of remembrance. And there may be some young people struggling along the lines with what I've felt like God's dealt with me to preach. Maybe some elders. There's already been some things said here tonight that's helped confirm this is where we need to be and what we need to be speaking. And so I appreciate all that's obeyed the Lord. But Second Timothy chapter number 4, verse 13, shout amen if you have it there. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee. And the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, hallelujah, and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Look back here with me one more time to verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. And I want to preach on this simple thought here tonight. When you stand for Jesus, you never stand alone. When you stand for Jesus, you never stand alone. Would you stretch your hand this way and ask God to help and anoint us? Father, we love you. We're grateful for your spirit. We're thankful for your word. Lord, we need your anointing here tonight. God, you see every heart that's in the sanctuary. You see everybody that's come to your house. On a Wednesday night, would you be faithful to us as you always are and minister? Move up, walk up and down these aisles, move around these altars. Lord, I need you here tonight. I need your help in my mind. Lord, I need your help in my heart, God, to deliver what you've placed in me. Lord, speak through us here tonight. Your word, nothing more, nothing less. And we give you glory and honor and praise for what you do. And the church said, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah. I appreciate God's presence. I love how this starts. Amen. I love the word of God. And as you study different passages of scripture, amen, especially when you get over here to the New Testament and you're studying different, amen, epistles and letters, amen, from the apostles to certain groups of people, it's so beneficial. It didn't matter what book it is. Amen. But it's good to do a little research and find out who was writing the book and to whom they were writing. And I know that the word of God is alive and is powerful to every generation. It speaks to us all, but it gives us so much insight when we figure out who that original audience was, and amen, and figure out who that author was and what he was trying to convey, amen. And there's such a personal tone to these letters, amen, from the great apostle Paul, amen, to his son, the gospel Timothy, amen. And I love it, amen, because, amen, God is a personal God, and God's people are personal people. And you find that the tone of Romans is entirely different tone, and amen, than Second Timothy, because Paul in Romans was addressing a group of people in a church, and amen, and some folks he never really even met, and so it's very formal, it's very theological, and he was, amen, accomplishing some things, but amen, but Timothy he knew on a very personal basis. Amen. He was his son in the gospel, and amen. And he had won him to the Lord, and mentored him, and discipled him, and amen. And he's this is one of his last addresses to this, amen, to this young man, this young preacher, amen. And he starts out by saying, amen. In my text here, he says, and the cloak that I left at Troas, that coat, you know, this gives me so much hope, Sister Sarah. Because even the Apostle Paul forgot stuff. Amen. Hey, you husbands, I know you're on board with me right here. Woo! Hey, I can identify with this because, brother, I used to leave a trail, you know. When I was in Bible school, they had pastors calling all the time. I got a laptop bag, and I've got a Bible, and I've got this, I've got that. What address do I send this back to? Who does this belong to? Well, who was on that ministry? Well, so-and-so and so-and-so and James Burgess. This is probably his. You know? Oh, it's terrible. It's gotten a whole lot better since I got married. But even my beautiful wife can't hardly keep up with me sometimes. And we still leave things. But Paul said that cloak, I left it. Troas, he said, would you bring that with me when you come? And those books and those, amen, those parchments, especially, he said, those older books, I really got to have those. And then he talks about Alexander the coppersmith, amen, did me much evil. And he gives the young preacher a little warning. He said, beware of this guy also, amen, because he really withstood us, amen, in our words. He really come against us, amen. And it almost seemed like, if you read verse 16, it almost seemed like there was a public debate, because he said, at my first answer, amen. So it seemed like this coppersmith, and I don't know the whole, amen, story here. You know, I don't know if he was one of those that made his living in the idolatry industry, amen, through his metalworking and the craftsmanship of idols and idolatry. Paul had, amen, quite a few run-ins with those type of people because of the type of business that he was in, was seeing folks delivered from idolatry, amen, and delivered from those things, and amen, and they were making such a difference and such an impact that, amen, on the communities that they went into, and their conversions was such a large scale, amen, that the enemy was filling in their pocketbooks, amen. And I believe when we really start making a difference in this world as a church, then we really start making a difference in the community. And I believe, amen, we've got testimony here tonight, amen, that the drug industry is feeling, amen, you know, amen, the effects. I believe that's another form of idolatry and sorcery. I believe when we really start making an impact and really start influencing our world, amen, as small or as large as it may be, and we're going to get the attention of hell. Don't think we aren't. Hey, come on now. If the reports are true, amen, and the prison house, amen, it's got a whole bay shut down, amen, whether it's, I don't understand, it's not just because of, there's a lot of other, amen, variables, and there's other folks praying, and there's other churches involved, amen, and there's other demographics, amen, that we may not be able to research, but I believe God, amen, is helping us make a difference. Amen. When we start making a difference in the enemy, amen, and those that are in his kingdom start feeling the effects of what we're doing, don't be surprised, amen, when the enemy starts to withstand, amen, and call into question what we're preaching, what we're doing, amen, over here at this little church. Ooh, somebody shout amen. Amen. Are you ready for the battle? Are you ready? Amen. I believe in these last days, more and more, we're going to see, amen, that Antichrist spirit rise up, amen, against the true Christ and his church. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, that's who we represent here tonight, is the true living, breathing Savior. Amen. There in Iowa, we was preaching. Amen. We try to preach the gospel, but we really, you know, every time we preach, but we really didn't, amen, feel all that was going on underneath the surface and in the spiritual realm until I started preaching the gospel. Amen. When I started preaching Christ, amen, him crucified, amen, the enemy got stirred up, and then that's Friday night. Amen. Saturday night, amen, he come full force when we started talking about, amen, Christ alive and risen and coming again. Amen. I mean, I'm here to tell you, amen, he showed up. The pastor, amen, of the church, an elderly man that's there still, amen, ministering, Brother William Hill. Some of you may have heard of him. Amen. Had a little mini stroke right during my altar call. Amen. Before that, amen, there was one of the young ladies at the bus ministry that was having some, amen, very serious issues, whether it was mental or spiritual, a little bit of both. Amen. The enemy, whatever's working, began to manifest itself right there as we began began to preach, amen, a living Christ, amen, the devil began to show up, amen, and to try to hinder and distract, amen, and he began to fight. But I'm grateful tonight, amen, that Jesus is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we begin to pray against that, amen, the church folks bound together, and by Sunday night, brother and sister, amen, there was so much liberty. Amen. They were, come on now. Amen. The power of God moved. Amen. I'm not here to tell you that, amen, the enemy's out there and going to win the battle. I understand he's a defeated foe. Amen. Christ is on the throne. Amen. But the enemy is out there. Amen. He is as a roaring lion seeking, amen, whom he may devour. Amen. And Paul is saying, look out, Timothy. Amen. For that coppersmith, that Alexander, amen, he had some words. He put me on the spot. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, amen, more and more we're seeing, amen, our Christian liberties infringed upon right here in the great United States of America. Amen. I didn't come to preach to us doom and gloom here tonight. Amen. But I don't want to stick my head in the sand either and act like everything's just rosy when it's not. Amen. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. Amen. But I can read the word of God. I can look around at what's going on in this world. I can spend time in the presence of God and what I feel in my spirit and what I feel in my soul. Amen. We've never been closer, amen, to the end. Amen. I understand that we hear that said so much and so often. Amen. But my wife and I talking just the other night. Amen. How much can go on? Amen. How much more can take place or needs to take place before the coming of the Lord? Amen. I don't believe that anything has to happen before he comes. Amen. I don't think it has to. Amen. I believe it could be any day. Amen. But I'm here to that'd be fine with me. Amen. If he come before persecution, it'd be fine with me. Oh, but listen to me, church. Amen. We've got to be ready, amen, for what's going on and what's coming. Amen. We no longer live in a Christian nation, according to our president. Amen. And according to, amen, popular opinion. Amen. And I'm not here, amen, to throw stones or to cast doubts or darkness. Amen. But we need to be prepared as a church. Our young people need to be prepared. Our families and business owners need to be prepared. Yes, we need to occupy till he comes. I'm not saying go quit your job. I'm not saying, you know, come on now and run into hiding. That's not what I'm preaching. Amen. But we don't need to stick our head in the sand. Amen. We need to realize the enemy, amen, the Antichrist spirit that was working, amen, already way back in the New Testament, only 100 or so years after, amen, Christ and his ministry, amen, John wrote to us and said that Antichrist spirit, which now is, amen, he's working, it's moving. And I'm here to tell you, we're closer then, we're closer now than we were then. And I believe it's all around us. Amen. They preached it at Tiger Mountain, brother. Amen. Brother Connor referenced it here tonight. Amen. And it seemed like all over the country you're hearing more and more, amen, men of God that are stepping out and beginning to preach like never before the coming of the Lord. Amen. And to be ready and what's coming to our country. God help us. He said, watch out for that coppersmith. Amen. He had a lot of things to say about what we're preaching. Amen. And, you know, when you start reading what's going on in the news, not just in our country, but in around the world. Amen. In Islam and, amen, and the rise of that violent, bloodthirsty spirit. And that's exactly what it is, too. It's a spirit. It's not a military. Hello. They are militant. Amen. But it's a spirit. It's a bloodthirsty, violent, antichrist spirit. That's what it is. Amen. And I don't think we can combat it. Amen. Until we identify it. Amen. I don't think we can leave it up to the government to protect you and I from terrorists. Not Islamic terrorists and not the goofball walking down the streets of Tulsa terrorists. Hello. Amen. We cannot depend. Amen. You and I, as, amen, as spirit-filled believers, need to understand that, amen, that there is a bloodthirsty, violent, amen, antichrist spirit loose, amen, in this world. I didn't say that to scare us. I said that to wake us up, because he said, amen, Jesus looked at Peter and said, I'm giving you the keys. Amen. And here, if you bind it, it'll be bound. I know I already quoted it. But if you loose it, it'll be loose. And me and you, as the Christians, as the saints of God who believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I even need to get a hold of a set of keys. I said, you and I need to get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, like never before, and begin binding these spirits that are at work in our public school system, in our nation, and around the world. I believe, amen, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. It's not tanks and bombs. Amen. It's not Iron Dome that we need. Amen. I'm thankful for everything, amen, that we're able to do as human beings. Amen. I'm grateful for our military. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, friend, amen, the weapons of our warfare, amen, are not the things of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. They're not carnal, but they are mighty. Woo! I'm not sitting here and trying to preach to you that we're hopeless, that we're a bunch of sitting ducks. That's not what I come to preach. I come to preach to you that we've got some weapons. Hallelujah. Amen. I said we've got some weapons that we can access to defeat the enemy in these last days. Shine the light of Christ and manifest the life of Christ in spite of what's going on around us. In spite of the evil that rages around. Amen. In spite of it all. Amen. It's not that we're not called, amen, to drive it all out. Christ will do that when he comes. What we're called to do is shine the light of Christ in spite of it. Hallelujah. I said, Christ will deal with that spirit when he comes. Amen. On a worldwide basis, it's our responsibility to deal with it in Creek County and Tulsa County and Sepulpa and Sand Springs and wherever it is you find yourself and in your family. Amen. In your home, in your children, your wife. Amen. You've got the jurisdiction and the authority to bind those spirits in Jesus' name. Or do we? Well, he said, watch out for old Alexander. Watch out for that spirit that rises up as you begin to preach Christ. He's not going to be too fond of your words. You know why the devil's not too fond of our words? Because if we're in the right place teaching the right doctrine, our words are his words. Hallelujah. And he said, they didn't know me, they're not going to know you. They rejected me, they're going to reject you. Amen. That's just it's that simple. They persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Amen. Amen. One preacher said the saddest thing that's going on in America right now is that the world can't find nothing in us to persecute us for. You know what I mean? We don't have enough of the life of Christ in us to really offend the world. Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. But listen to me. I think it's coming. Hey, amen. We see it. We feel it. Do you feel it? Am I the only one that feels it? Hey, amen. When you hear about what's going on in our country and around the world, and I want to be real careful right here. Hey, amen. Because I'm not really sure what's going on over there in Iraq right now. Hey, amen. I don't want to belittle what's going on because I'm sure it's heavy. I'm sure it's tragic. Hey, amen. And like I said, it's a spirit working. Hey, amen. A spirit of Antichrist working. I don't know how it involves in times and the scheme and the plan of God. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that we are not, amen, we are not alone. As Christians, whether in Iraq, amen, or whether in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, amen, I'm here to tell you, friend, if you take a stand for Jesus, amen, you'll never stand alone. Amen. Paul said, you got to watch out for that guy because at my first answer, amen, nobody, amen, stood with me, but all men forsook me. Amen. And then he went on to say, I pray the Lord doesn't lay it to their charge. Amen. He's a little bit offended. Amen. Because these that have claimed to be saints, when Paul got up there on the block, amen, and began to preach Christ and defend the words that was coming out of their mouth, and he took a stand for Christ, all those others that claimed to be Christians, amen, forsook him. Have you ever been forsaken? Has anybody ever left you hanging? Hallelujah. Have you ever forsook anybody else? Hallelujah. Have you? Hey, come on now, Lord, help us all. I hope you're a better friend than that. I hope I'm a better friend than that. Amen. But Paul had some friends that, amen, that didn't want to mess with the coppersmith.
Amen. Paul had some friends that didn't want to mess with old brother Alexander. I don't know who he was or what his status was. Amen. But he said, all men forsook me. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight, amen, that if we're going to take a stand for Christ in these last days, that there will be some times that you may feel like you're standing alone. Amen. There will be some times, young people, amen, where everybody else in the youth group, amen, says, well, here's the way I'm going to live. Here's what I'm going to do. Amen. And you may be the only one that says, you know, I don't think that's quite right. I don't think the Lord would be pleased with that. I don't think I'm going there. Amen. And I felt the burden of that pressure, the peer pressure. Amen. I felt the rejection of other individuals. Amen. I'm here to tell you, young people, are you ready to take that kind of stand for Christ? Hallelujah. I said, it's easy to say, I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by when you're in a youth camp or you're in a church service and everybody else is doing it. But when you're out there in the world, hey, and everybody else is doing the opposite of what the Lord wants you to do, it's a whole nother story.
Well, the Lord's brought me a long way, Brother Billy. I know he's brought you along the way. Amen. But I wasn't always what I am today. And there was a time I was trying to serve the Lord. Amen. And chase my dreams of the world at the same time. And that's a hard place to be. Nearly impossible. I don't recommend trying it. Amen. But in my journey, as I was going along through there, amen, I ended up in a little junior college down here in Altus, Oklahoma. I don't know if you've ever been there. Had a WOSC. Nice little, neat little community college. They offered me a little scholarship, rodeo scholarship, if I'd come join their team. Now, don't let that make me sound bigger than what I am, because they only had about 6 kids on the team at the time, and they were desperate. You know, and they seen I could rope a little bit, and he said, come on. You know, and so there I was, trying to serve the Lord, you know, and play that scene and ride that fence and try to, you know, serve God. And my dad come out and helped me kind of get started. Went to that first college rodeo with me. I wouldn't rodeo on Sunday. I'd drive, I mean, sometimes get done Sunday night. Trying to straddle the fence, trying to get the best of both worlds, you know. Saturday night after all my stuff was done, load up, drive all night sometimes from Kansas or Arkansas or wherever else I was to get back for church Sunday morning, you know, trying to make it. Man, those guys got to work it on me. And some real good kids, you know. I had a little Baptist kid I traveled with, and he just a real good character, you know, good soul. And but, you know, when it come right down to it, he wouldn't stand with me. One of those heathens said, just come to the bar with us. We know you don't drink. We know you're different. You don't have to drink. Just come shoot some pool with us. And I'd be lying to you here tonight if I told you that didn't pull on me. As an 18-year-old single young man, I didn't want to go out there and get drunk. I didn't want to carouse around with those guys. But we have this innate nature in us to want to be accepted and want that validation. And I thought, well, you know, and you know what? The Baptist boy from Canada, he's right there with him. And I said, no, you know what, guys? Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I know better. What do you mean? So-and-so is a Christian. They go with us all the time. I said, I don't know about him, and I don't know what kind of experience he's got. Amen. But I know better than to go to those places. I've got some convictions in my heart, and I've drawn some line, and this is where I take my stand. Hello. Amen. Here's right where it stops. Amen. Paul said, all men forsook me. Amen. Nobody was there. He said, I trust the Lord won't lay it to their charge. I hope the little Baptist boy, amen, has found the truth and is still living for God. Hello. I hope the Lord didn't lay it to his charge. Amen. But Paul said, nevertheless, or notwithstanding, in spite of that, amen, the Lord stood with me. Ah, hallelujah. Amen. And I can take you. I'm glad the Lord led me out of there. Amen. But the Lord was showing me some things. Amen. Even way back there when I was just a little baby trying to serve him. Amen. In those times when I was in the truck all by myself or in the tack room of that trailer to spend the night. Everybody else out partying. There I am in the tack room smelling that old horse sweat. Amen. Come on now from those blankets. Amen. And oh, amen. I'm here to tell you, I felt like I was standing alone. Amen. But it all of a sudden, the presence of God, as I begin to talk to the Lord and open the Word of God and begin to pray, and then the Lord said, I will stand with you.
Hallelujah. If you're going to stand for me, you're not going to stand alone. I'm glad tonight and know that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what's coming to the U.S. of A., no matter what's happening in our country, no matter how hard it's going to get having to live for God in these last days, I want you to know Jesus has showed us in His Word that if we stand for Him, as much as it may seem like we're alone, we'll never be forsaken. Hallelujah. We'll never stand alone if we stand for Jesus. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, you can read about it. How about Elijah on Mount Carmel? You talk about a standoff. You talk about a showdown. One man of God and 400 prophets of Baal and all the nation of Israel. You don't think he felt alone? Hello. Hello. He said, if God be God, serve Him. If Baal be God, we got to make a decision. Amen. He took a stand for the right. He took a stand for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And as much as it looked like to everybody else, he's all alone. Oh, no. Amen. Pretty soon the fire's fallen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord was near him. Amen. And God, amen, watched out for his preacher. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, God's going to watch out for his own. How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Amen. Just three Hebrew boys. Everybody else is on their face. The music's playing. What about it? Amen. What do we do? I don't know. Amen. We do exactly what we purpose in our heart. We're not going to defile ourselves. Amen. We're not bowing down to this image. Amen. What's it going to cost you? Well, crank it up 7 times harder than it's ever been cranked up. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, amen, the world's going to crank up the heat on the church, I believe. Amen. The closer and closer we get to the coming of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to feel more and more pressure to cave into this ecumenical garbage that's going around and Islam and all these. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but I feel the pressure. If you don't know, I'm here to tell you, and you need to get your head out of the sand. Hallelujah. Oh, but I come to encourage our hearts tonight that if we'll take a stand, amen, he might have to lead us out, amen, with a high hand, amen, and with by his miraculous power, but he will take care of his church. Old Nebuchadnezzar said, how many did we throw in there again? Woo. How many was that? 3. But I'm seeing 4. Amen. Walking around. Loose. Hallelujah. They weren't standing alone. They weren't just standing together alone. There was 3 plus 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is going to stand with us. Hallelujah. Well, I need to get us to these altars. Amen, Elijah, 3 Hebrew children, Paul here at Alexander's debate. God was standing with him. God was strengthening him. The Lord stood by me and strengthened me. Oh, you need strength here tonight? You weary from standing alone? Hallelujah. He'll stand by us. I thought about Stephen. I'm going to close. I'll tell you a little bit about Stephen. He was that deacon. That's one of those standout deacons. He got full of the power of the Holy Ghost. And they rose up above and beyond the call of duty than those other 7. And they were working wonders, doing miracles and signs, were following their ministries. And they're in Acts chapter 7 if you want to read about it. Amen, Brother Stephen took a stand in front of the same people that had just put Christ on the cross. Now, this is the same group of folks that Sanhedrin, those Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Jewish hierarchy. Same people that they had watched put Christ on the cross. And here he stands before them. They've given the apostles all sorts of trouble, beatings, imprisonments. And Stephen's right back out there. He's taking a stand. And he preached Christ from Moses, the prophets. He wasn't preaching. He wasn't preaching Judaism. He wasn't preaching religion. He wasn't preaching. He was preaching Christ. That's what stirred him up. It's not our standard that this world can't get along with. It's our Christ. Ooh. It's not our standard that really irks them. It's where our standard is based. Yeah. That's what irks them.
That's why we can't jive. Amen. And as he began to preach Christ, hallelujah. Amen. As Stephen began to expound, and the Bible said that they could not resist his words. There it is again. They could not resist his words, nor the spirit by which he spake. Amen. They gnashed on him with their teeth. That Antichrist spirit, I believe, rose up in those wicked men, that stiff-necked, stubborn group of people. And they said, we're going to shut him up. We're going to stone him. We're going to kill him. Amen. Here he is. We got him isolated. He's all by himself. Peter and John ain't going to bail him out. Amen. James, ain't nobody going to bail him out. Here we go. We're going to fix this guy. We're going to shut him up. Amen. The stones begin to fly. Amen. They begin to make their mark. Amen. The blood begin to flow. Amen. I'm here to tell you the dust flew. Amen. And the pain and the cries and the agony of a man suffering, a righteous man. Amen. Nobody stood with him and said, hey, he don't deserve this kind of treatment. I don't read where they stood up and said, this is a righteous man. I don't find any of those leaders. I don't find the rest of the church folks there by him or standing with him, brother. I don't see it. Amen. It'd been good. Amen. Maybe if amen, James and John, the sons of thunder, could have got up there and called fire down from heaven, amen, upon those wicked, amen, wicked Jews, but he didn't. Amen. Neither one of them was there. Amen. You know why? Oh, he's all by himself. He's forsaken. No, no, no. And the Bible said he looked up. Amen. Stephen looking, and he began to speak. Hallelujah. Above the noise of the crowd, above the chaos of the moment, above the pain, amen, and through the dust and all the chaos, he said, I see the Son of Man. Amen. He didn't say seated or sitting at the right hand. As one of the very few times in scripture you'll find, amen, that Stephen saw him standing. Hallelujah. I said, if you stand for Jesus, you're not going to stand alone. Hallelujah. I said, if you take a stand for him, you'll not have to be by yourself. Well, stand with me all over the house. He said, I see him, Son of Man, standing at the right hand of the throne. Go ahead and read it, brother. And the Son of Man standing. I don't think that's coincidence that the Lord was standing. Paul said, no man stood by me, notwithstanding. The Lord stood with me. Hallelujah. Some of you young people here tonight, you may feel like you're outnumbered by all that you've got coming against us. And even some of you that know that you've got a pastor that loves you. And you've got a Christian school to go to. And people surrounding you that you know love you. Sometimes we're not able to step in between you and those attacks from the enemy because we don't know what's going on under the surface. Sometimes God shows us and he reveals it and we're able to step in and give you refuge and shield and help. But not always. There's some battles that we have to face alone, dare I say. Alone. But if you stand up, if you take a stand against those temptations, if you take a stand, amen, against those attacks, amen, don't let the devil run headlong over you. Amen, take a stand. Amen, the Bible said, whom resists steadfast in the faith, give no place to the devil. Amen, stand against having done all. Amen, stand. Amen, stand therefore. Amen, take a stand. And if you stand for him, amen, he'll be there in the darkness of the night. Amen, he'll be there in your loneliness. He'll be there in the temptation. Amen, he's going to stand with you. If you stand for him. Amen. Sarah, come get us a song. It's after 9 o'clock already. Hallelujah. I appreciate your patience here tonight. I just felt stirred in my heart to come encourage us that if we'll stand for Jesus, we'll not stand alone. We'll never stand alone. Hallelujah. God's working for his people. Christ is still on his throne. And if he needs to stand by us, he'll stand by us. Hallelujah. We've got to take a stand for him. He said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me before men, It's conditional now. If you deny me, I'll deny you before my Father. You want Jesus to stand with you? Stand for him. Stand for him. Amen. Come pray. And everyone that will is gathered around these altars. I don't think there's anybody that's ready to deny Christ here tonight.